Okay, let's get started with Malachim Aleph, Perek Tezvav, as we continue in Sefer Malachim regarding the split of Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. Now we are in the second generation of the split. We started off with Rechavim and Yeravam, and now in Perek Tezvav, in the 18th year of Yeravam, Aviam, the son of Rechavam, takes over to be the Melech in Yehuda, Shlomo's grandson, David's great-grandson. He was only king for 3 years because he followed all of the footsteps of his forefathers in terms of which forefather, between the one that Rechavam didn't get rid of the Avodah Zarah and everything else happening. And he also was not like on the level of David. So what happens, Navi describes, Umilchama Haisa, there was war between Rechavim and Yeravam all the days, and Aviam also took part in those wars, and we don't know much else about Aviam, except that he was only king for 3 years, he died, they buried him in Ir David, and Asa takes over, the next of the Melech Yisrael. Asa now is a change of heart. Asa takes over. He was king for 41 years. And the Navi describes that he did Yashar b'nei Hashem. He brought back the Torah. As we're going to see, there are ups and downs throughout this entire Sefer. He got rid of the Kedeshim. He got rid of Aznus. And he got rid of Avodah Zarah. And he got rid of even his own mother, who was an Ovedes Avodah Zarah. Got rid of what she did. The only thing he did not do was remove the bamos, remove the private individual altars that people started sacrificing to on in their backyards. That he didn't get rid of. We'll have to talk about why. Be'ez Hashem, but the heart of Asa was Shalem im Hashem kol yamav. He brought also the Kachim back, all the holy items that were taken. The Divrei Yamim says there was a war. He brought it all back, and he ignited the fire somewhat of Am Yisrael. There was wars between Asa, the king of Yehuda, and Baasha, who was the king of Yisrael after Yeravam's family, as we'll see. And there was a constant war. Baasha, all of a sudden, the king of Yisrael, started creating some type of structure, a Ramah, to go and attack. And what should have happened here was that Asa, who had Hashem on his side, should have fought, but instead he makes a mistake. He takes all the gold and the silver and a lot of the otzeros of the Beis HaMikdash. He sends them to a non-Jewish king of Aram, Hadad, the king of Aram, asking him, please do not honor your treaty that you have with Baasha. And in that way, Baasha won't feel so confident, and then they won't come and attack me. And that's exactly what happened. Hadad gets this tremendous gift that was given, all the gold and the silver. He then reneges on the treaty, and Baasha backs down, and there is no fight against Yehuda. But the Navi, finishes the story of Asa. He also lives out his life. At the end, he gets sick in his legs. We'll have to talk about why. And Asa dies, is buried in Ir David, and his son Yehoshaphat takes over. At the same time, the Navi describes in the last part of the Perek that Yeravam has died and his son Nadav takes over. And his son Nadav is only king for 2 years and he follows exactly what his father did. Vayas hara b'nei Hashem, and he follows. And Baasha was the one that fought him and killed him and killed out all of the descendants of Yeravam, fulfilling the promise, the prophecy that was said by Achia Shiloni. And Nadav is killed. Baasha takes over. So at this stage, by the end of this parak, we have Baasha being the king of Yisrael, the northern kingdom, and Yehoshaphat, the descendant of David HaMelech, the king of Yehuda and Binyamin. Good. Let us now continue and go back to the beginning of the parak as we always do. So here we go. Ubrishah Shmon Esrei LaMelech Yeravam Ben Nevat. And this parallel, the entire Sefer now, vacillates and goes back between the two different stories, Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda, and there's overlap between them. There are charts in all the Nevi'im when who was king in one area and who was king in the other area. So in the 18th year of Yeravam Ben Nevat, the Radak, the other Rashi, points out that there is a year missing here, because it says that Yeravam was king for 17 years. And here this says in the 18th year of Yeravam, Aviam, the son of Rechavam, took over. So there's a year. It should have been in the 70th year, not the 18th year. So maybe it wasn't rounded. Maybe there was a different shot of the years. But there is a year. It seems to be 1 year off. In Divrei Hayamim, there are parallels between our story and the story there. And it's even a fuller, in certain regards, there. The son here of Rechavam is called Aviyah. like the similar name that we had previously, the son of Yeravim that died. But Aviyah, here he's called Aviyam. The Malbim says maybe it's to differentiate between the two Aviyas, the Aviyah of Yeravim and the Aviyah of, and Rechavim is Aviyah Shelanu, or Aviyam, right there, Aviyah Shelahem. So that's why he's called Aviyam. Either way, it's a little slightly different name. So what happens? Aviyam is king. Shalosh Shanim Malach Yerushalayim. He was king for 3 years. V'shem Imo and his mother. Who was his mother? Who was Rechavam's wife? Macha Bas Avishalom. Macha, the daughter of Avishalom. So some suggest, the Radak, the Abba Benel say, this is Avshalom. Macha, the daughter of Avshalom. And the Pasuk is saying, partially, that Aviyam followed his mother's ways, and his mother was wicked like the son was, who rebelled against his own father, and he was following these ways. Tosfos, though, assumes not. Tosfos in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Ches, talking about the name Avshalom, he says, Shem Risham Yerkov. And therefore, even though, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, even though you have somebody named Avshalom, Hanan ben Avshalom at the end of Ksubis, it doesn't really mean that. It should be Avishalom, with a Yud in there, and that's a different name. And Tosfos quotes our Pasuk. Garas Rabbeinu Tam, Avishalom, Mishum to Amar, Bimeir Bechelik, Avshalom, Ein lo Chelok Olam Haba, Vyashkechan Shenim Adam, Avishalom, Kidichsiv, Aviyam Bas Avishalom. Right, v'chein b'berakam de Shabbos, garcina and hill of a shichna, deshevna rashahu. You change the names by one letter of all the wicked people, says Tosfos, and therefore Tosfos is obviously assuming there in Yuma Lamed Ches that this is not the same Avshalom. This is a different name, Avishalom. But what does it describe about Aviyam? Vayelech b'kolchatos aviv asher asal lefanav. He followed all of the sins of his father, even though Rechavam, his father, didn't do that many sins. We emphasize more that he allowed sins to be done. So that could be here too. Because if you look in Divrei HaYamim, Aviyam is not described as such a negative king as he is here. But it could be that he just let all of Am Yisrael run wild, so to speak, with the Averis. So therefore he is blamed for it because the king is supposed to be in control. And the Pasuk says, Lo haya levavu shalem im Hashem alokav, ki levav David aviv. Right, his heart was not like David's. And again, like we said in the last parak, if he was just under David, you understand why he would say this. But if he was totally an open for the Zara, obviously not going to compare him to David. So that's why it must be that in this regard, he is considered a big negative because he wasn't in control. Ki laman David nasan Hashem elokav lo near Yerushalayim, because if David followed his Hashem's ways, that's why Hashem made him king and gave him the malchus. But this is something that his descendants didn't follow. The only thing that David ever did wrong, says the pasuk in Pasukei, rak bedvar Uriah hachiti. Only Uriah. So even though there seem to be other things along the way, he counted the Bnei Yisrael at the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis and the other things that the Chazal pick up on. But the Navi says the one Iker Chet was Uriah, meaning the story of Bathsheba. Umilchama Haisa ben Rechavim ben Yeravam kol Yemei Chayav. There were wars between Rechavim and Yeravam all the days. If you look in Divrei HaYamim, in Perek Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, Tesayin, right, so you have many of the parallel stories there, but there, Aviyam, as I mentioned, is looked at positively. Right, it talks about some of the wars that he fought, and he went up against Yisrael, and he said, I'm coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishnah Shmona Esrei Lamelech Yeravam Vayimloch Aviyah al Yehuda. He was there for 3 years, and it says, Vayyasar Aviyas HaMelchama B'chayol Gibori Melchama Arba Meos Elef Ish Bachur. V'yarba HaMelchama Bishmona Meos Elef Ish Bachur. It says, Aviyah had 400,000 men, and Yeravam had 800,000 men, had half the amount. Vayakam Aviyah Me'alum Hart Samarim Hashaber Fran Vayomer. Shmoni Yeravam V'chol Yisrael. Aviyah stands up, describes Divrei HaYamim, and says, listen, Halo Lochem Ladas Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Nasan Mamlacha LeDavid Al Yisrael LeOlam Lo Ulamana Bris Melach. He has given the covenant of Malchus is given to David, my family. Should realize, I'm not here for me, I'm here for us, because Hashem promised it. Vayakam Yeravam ben Nevat, Eved Shlomo ben David, Vayimr al Adonav, and Yeravam rebelled. Vayikavsu an Alavan Hashem Reikim, and Abelial, realize, he's stolen the Malchus. Vyata atem omrim lit chazeg levrim amlechaz Hashem. Come back to David. Halo hidachtem es kohanei Hashem. And then he goes into saying many true things. Look what Yeravam did. He built another Beis HaMikdash. He had fake kohanim. Vatasu lochem kohanim ba'amei aratzos. Kol abalam ala yado b'far ben bakar. Whoever knows how to bring an animal. Va'anachnu, says Aviyah, Hashem Elokeinu v'lo azavnuhu v'kohanim mimisharsim l'Hashem b'nei Aaron v'halavim b'malechas. He sounds like a great tzaddik. U'maktirim l'Hashem olos b'boker b'boker b'erev b'erev k'toreh samim. He goes through kishomrim anachnu es mishmeras Hashem Elokeinu v'yatem azavtem oso. See, he goes to, and he fights Yerubim. See, he's standing guard. Sounds very, very strong. And they fought, and again, with that background, that's why our parak, even though you just read our parak, it sounds like Aviah was a Rasha, even, but you have to put it together with what it says in Divrei Hayamim, that realize he didn't follow the path of David, obviously, but he wasn't terrible putting everything together. Good, just realizing that. Let's continue. So Aviam then dies after 3 years, and he is replaced by Asa, his son. So here we go. B'shas Esther, Yeravam, Melech Yisrael, Asa takes over for 41 years, and his mother, it says again, his mother is Macha Bas Avishalom. That's really his father's mother. It's not his mother, but some say, the Achronim say that there was a position in those days called Eim HaMelech. And therefore, that's what it means. It doesn't mean literally biological mother. So she was still the Eim HaMelech. Vayas Asa Hayasha Ben Hashem Kedavid Aviv. But Asa brought things back. Almost everything he followed in the ways of Hashem. He got rid of the Avodah Zarah, even the Avodah Zarah that his mother had set up. His mother had set up, Rashi explains, a very disgusting Avodah Zarah, and he destroyed it, he smashed it, and he burned it. And he put the ashes into Nachal Kidron so nobody would get any hana. Vahabamos lo saru rak lavav asa yishalim im Hashem kol yamav. The pasuk Yudalit is a pasuk that's going to come up over and over again throughout our stories here. He did everything except he didn't remove the bamos. He didn't remove the other altars. And the shaila is why? What would have been so hard? Number one. Number two, if Am Yisrael followed Hashem, so why were they such a taiva for the bamos? So Mimanavshach, in all these stories that we are going to have, even during the righteous kings, the bamos weren't removed. Why didn't they remove them? And why did Am Yisrael follow them? So why Am Yisrael followed them is one of two points to mention. Number one, laziness. They have a bama in their backyard. They're going to schlep up to Yerushalayim. Yes, I know that I should do that, but I'm doing this. I'm going to Shparach will take it from here. It's okay. Right, so laziness, that might be one reason to overcome that, takes something. And number two, it might be that they thought, no, not that it's laziness, but I want to do this. And Hashem likes this too, creating their own laws, religious subjectivism, right? Kind of like how many Mefarshim explained the Chet Egel. What about Avodah Zarah? That they thought, without asking anybody, they thought that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. They could create their own channels for Avodah Hashem. Right? The Beis HaLevi discusses this in Parshas Kisisa. Debikshu Yisrael Uz, Acharei Shero, De Moshe, Asher Haya Omeid Ben Hashem Uveinam, Loba, Moshe didn't come back, Ratsu La'asos Makom Miyuchad, Shehem Sugal Asher Bo Yi Asher HaShechina So. They wanted to create a vehicle for Asher HaShechina. That's what they were l'shem shamayim. Amnam tov bazeh tos echad. They made a major mistake. Dehein emes de maisa ha'adam ba'olam atachton goreim tikunim v'starim tovim b'chol amos kulam. Yes, we have an amazing effects through every one of our mitzvos, but it's exactly that. It has to be a mitzvah. It has to be mitzuveh. If a person does what he thinks causes spirituality and what makes him feel good, so that's religious subjectivism and doesn't cause anything. And that's why the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel was the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, repeated over and over again in Parshas Pekudei, to teach me that the tikkun for good kavanas with bad maisim is the Mishkan following every prat uprat. And then Siv says that this was the chait also of Nadav and Aviyu, that they wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they wanted to create their own means, right? That's what he says. That Siv says in Parsha Shmini, it wasn't just them. Kfar hayubi Moshe kitos bi Yisrael, shayu luhutim achar avas Hashem. There were groups in Israel that were lohut, that were on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they weren't having the borders and the rules that the Torah was magvil for them. That was the chet of the 250 men with Korach. Right, and that was the many different examples that he gives. Vizegar and Lashlomo, he talks about the other examples of Shlomo and others. In any case, this was possibly why B'nai Yisrael kept the bamos throughout these ages. But Then the question is that the Mepharshim deal with, so why didn't Asa get rid of it? Why couldn't he get rid of them? He got rid of everything. Why not the Bamos? Two ideas. Chassam Sofer writes, possibly halachically he wasn't allowed to get rid of them. If you look at Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Beis, they were built. These altars were built Bizman Heter Bamos, possibly. Before David brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, into the place, before Shlomo HaMelech, I should say, brought the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's when the Isser Bamos started. So these Bamos were built Beheter. So now to destroy them is a halachic shayla, because when they were built, it was a mitzvah. So that's why they couldn't destroy the bamos, and it was too hard for people, it seems, to have it in the backyard and not being able to sacrifice on them. That's the problem. Al karcha chayinu taima ki midino haya aser lintoso sam shednivnu l'shem Hashem b'shas heter bamos v'kivin sha'amdu al amdam lo asru koach habalachin lahash b'sa'am u'lakri b'tocham kachem b'chutz. That's Chassam Sofer. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov, in the Emes Yaakov here on Navi, he has a different pshat. He says that usually on most mitzvos, Shlomo, or whoever the king was, right, in this case, Asa, had people to help him out, had policemen to go out and make announcements about what the Tzivui HaTorah is. But here, you know what the problem was? People were more heter. Why were people more heter? When is Yerushalayim the center, and there's an Isser Bamos, when it's the center of all of Am Yisrael? But now there's only two Shvatim here. There are 10 Shvatim, they're not following Yerushalayim. So maybe, just like there was a Heter Bamos, there was a back and forth throughout history till now, we're back to the time of Heter Bamos. So they were Mora Heter. They didn't know it was Usser. And even though it's never Pashit to us, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Mishabo Yerushalayim Nasra Bamos, Velo Hayalohem Od Heter, Vihi Aysan Achla. Even though we know that, Etzlam Hayamut Al Besafek, Sha'acharei Pilug Hamalchus, Shuv Ein Yerushalayim Nikreis Menucha V'Nachala. That's what they thought. They thought Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim anymore. Right? Most of the Am Yisrael aren't here, and therefore they kept the Bamos. Good. One crucial pasuk that we're going to have over and over again, that's pasuk Yudalim. And then we have another fateful pasuk that changes history. Vayave es Katshi Aviv, what did Asa do? He brought all the Katshi Aviv and Beis Hashem, Kazvagol HaKalim, and there was a war between him and Basha, and he sent it all away. What was the tragic mistake that he made? Says the Tosefta in Sota, in Perek Yud Beis Tosefta Aleph, that the Gzeira for the split of the Malchus, Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda, was only supposed to be for 36 years. Connected to the 36 years that Shlomo HaMelech lived with the Bas Paro, and then it was supposed to be over. If Asa would have just fought the Malchei Yisrael without trying to go and muster up help from the king of Aram, then Hashem would have helped him win, and there would have been Achdus, and the kingdom would have only been split for 36 years. But because he didn't do that, because he did not have proper bitachon, he was one of the Malchei Yehuda, right? He didn't have bitachon, because he didn't have bitachon, and rather, he went and tried to go through other hishtadlios, he sent money to bring in the king of Aram. Hashem goes there, that's it, the chance is finished. Now, the Malchus is going to be split, Ad Bias Gol Tzedek. Until Mashiach comes, we have not been together. David HaMelech is all about, Malchus Beis David is predicated on Bitachon, as David HaMelech always had. And once you don't have that, then you can't be the Melech, I'll call you Yisrael. And that's why they lost the chance, right? This story is also described in Divrei Hayamim, in Perek Tezayin, that there was a whole war that he fought against the Kushim, which might have been the Ethiopians, and he won a tremendous battle. And that should have given Asa the confidence to realize that he could fight the other kingdom, Malchei Yisrael. But he didn't get the message, and instead, he says the Ralbag, says the Radak, he lost the chance to be able to bring the Malchus back. And what's his punishment, as we'll see a little bit later, that he gets sick in his legs. Why? Because he thought that his legs don't have powerful enough to take him, to carry him. So you're right. That was the Midah Kenegan Midah. He loses the power of his legs. He thought he wouldn't have Raglayim Bamalchama, says the Ralbag, and that was a tragic mistake. So let's continue. So what happened? He sends all of his money to all of the riches to Hadad, because Basha is building this big Ramah, which the Mitzudas David describes as a tower that you can throw stones down from onto any attackers. So he sends and he says to Hadad, please be mefer the bris that you have with Basha, the king of Israel, Basha who had wiped out the family of Yeravam, And he says, fine, he accepts the gifts, and he breaks the treaty, and in that way, Asa is saved, so to speak. They don't come and attack him. Pasuk Chavez, though, continues. Asa then wants to take down and remove this big weapon, this big tower that was built against him. So he goes and he includes all Jews. Hishmias, call you the Ein Naki. Every single Jew is called. Chazal say that this was a mistake because he also even brought the Talmid Chachamim. He took them out of their learning to be able to help. They didn't, weren't needed here. Right, this wasn't, and even if it was, if, was this a Melchemetz Mitzvah that every person was needed? There's a discussion in the Rishonim about that. Rashi says, a Naki here means even a Chassan. Right, Naki Yelabeso, the word is used by, in Parshas Kiseitse. But Asa brings everybody to carry the Ramah, to carry away the wood, and to ensure that Yisrael won't be coming back. So that was a mistake. That was made. So the Navi continues as Asa and all of the rest of his gurus is written in Sefer Devar Hayamim. As we discussed, that's history, that's not Navi, and that's why it's left out. Rakleh Zignaso Chalas Raglav. But at the end of his life, even though he was a great, amazing king, he got sick in his legs. The Gemara Sota Davyud says what we just said, that he was Asa Angaria, but Tamidei Chachamim, he used them in an inappropriate way. He was Mevatel Torah. Bittul Torah has tremendous consequences. Remember way back in Sefer Yehoshua, right? The Malach comes outside of Yericho. Right, and he says the reason that you're losing is you're Mevatel Torah, even though they're in the battlefield. Right, we know the Gra and Shnos Elio in the beginning of Maseches Peah describes every single second of learning is a separate mitzvah, and that's why Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And that was the problem here with what Asa did. He should have let some people, at least, that weren't needed, to stay learning. Vayishkav Asa Mavosa, but generally he was good and positive. He dies, and his son Yehoshaphat takes over. And then at the end of the parak is just described the parallel story. Nadav ben Yeravam had become king in the second year of Asa, and after that, Basha. After he followed Yeravam, his father's steps, Basha ben Achia from the house of Yisachar comes and assassinates him and wipes out the entire family of Yeravam, and he takes over as king of Yisrael. And there was Milchama throughout all the years between Asa, the king of Yehuda, and Basha, the king of Yisrael. Good. We'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue next time with the next actions here amongst the kings.